Hey y'all, hey, it is Freckles. I am back. Now, I don't plan on being out here long. I just wanted to come out and talk about Marcella and her and the video that she was in yesterday. And first, I want to say that I know that it had to be very difficult for her to participate in that interview and to talk about all the things that she was involved in, her part in it. And she also talked about, or her participation or lack thereof. And I completely understand her wanting to put information out there to show that, she wasn't involved in certain things. I completely understand that because the assumption was behind, for us out here viewing who weren't involved in the, core group of nosy hoes people when the investigation was going on. Hey, Sharon. Hey, sophisticated brat. Hey, Stacy. Hey, scantily clad. Hey, Cotty. People who weren't directly involved in it, in the in group with Nosy and her people, or the panelists, from the outside looking in, it's hard to discern how much involvement different people have. And now, especially since the videos aren't there and we can't go back and watch them, as people are starting to talk about it, talk about the aftermath of the quote unquote investigation. We can't now go back and, review the videos and, relive the whole thing, just like, binge watching a series or something like that. We can't do that. So we're going based off of memory or the few videos that people out here recorded and the bits and pieces that they share. So I think probably for some people, it ends up being that, our memory isn't always the best thing. That's why memories don't always, aren't always the best. Don't always stand up in court, and they're because our memories, it's been proven that we don't always have the best memories. It has a lot to do with, sorry, has a lot to do with, our biases and, our people have different levels of memory. Sometimes you're influenced by other things people say or things you see on TV, your past experiences, trauma, all these different things can affect your memory of a situation. So I think for me, it was kind of hard for me to keep up with all that was going on when it was happening, right? Because some of these videos were hours long. Some of, Nosy's videos were 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours long. So it was hard to keep up with everything. Hey, reparations. Hey, Aquarius. So, and I know my old self, I don't have the best memory. So I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there now. Day. Somebody disliked the video already. I love you too. Thanks for the view. People are a mess. Oh my goodness. So, but I wanted to say first off that I know it, she was very brave, and I did send her a message to let her know I was doing this video just to give her a heads up. Let her know it wasn't going to be anything negative, but her name was going to be mentioned, obviously. And that I thought that it was very brave what she chose to do. And I know everybody doesn't agree with it. People have different opinions. Stop talking about it. Don't bring it up and it'll go away. Some people are, I feel like, kind of protective of the topic as if, it should only be spoken about by certain people. Whatever the case may be. And I know it had to be so difficult for Marcella. And I just, for me, I know people have different perspectives about what she shared and whether or not she should have shared it for different reasons, but I myself know that it had to be difficult. And I understand, and I think many of us would, when you have conflict about decisions you made, especially when it, or behaviors, thought processes. Especially when it goes against your general moral character, it's difficult. It's a heavy burden to carry for people who are not sociopathic or on some, level of on some range of the spectrum of sociopaths, you carry that burden because you have that guilt. And it all relates back to now, before I even say this, people are responsible for their individual decisions and choices. So I'm going to say that before I even start talking about it. But what happened in the situation, and after hearing more about Marcella's experience, it explains even more how people are drawn in and sucked into that group think. And I did a video about that a while ago, and I'm so glad to see that people absorb the information, because every other time I go to somebody's channel, I'm hearing somebody talk about the group think. So I love that. And this whole situation, what Marcella shared, it does show that individuals in a group can end up going towards a place to where the group is influencing them to go against what they would do as an individual, to go against the morals, values that a person has as an individual because of the whole process of the group. Now, that apology to Monica, or I'm just going to say, I was going to say Monica, but MT, I'm just going to say MT when I'm referring to Monique, because I just don't want to keep putting her name out there. But the apology to MT, I know people will have a lot of feelings about that, but I personally think that it was, a positive thing, especially for a person who's, feeling guilt to put that out there. And I know people are saying, oh, what's it going to do? What's this going to do? What does that mean? Well, it's public, and she chose to make this choice to give a public apology. Whether or not MT will see it is one thing, but the fact that she took the time and went out of her comfort zone, because I know it had to be so uncomfortable to do that, it had to be so difficult, I give her props just for doing that in itself. So that's just my opinion about it, and I'm sticking to it. So today, I want to talk a little bit more about the groupthink and what's called the risky shift. So sometimes the process a group takes acts to inhibit properly exploring all options when trying to make a decision or doing certain actions. For example, the whole nosy hole investigation into the avatar. People generally find disagreement uncomfortable, which inhibits discussion of alternatives, and the group will start to seek agreement. So supposedly some of this started with the way Plez was treated, and Plez was treated wrong. So what are we going to do to avenge Plez? I know, let's find out who the avatar is, or if there's a lawsuit or something or other, we need to find out who the avatar is. And I can understand, like I've said before, finding out who the person is, if you want to make a report for legal reasons or something like that, but there really was no purpose to share all that information publicly. There was no positive purpose in it. So that's what I'm talking about here. So as the group reaches consensus, dissenting voices will increasingly be rejected, or individuals will self-censor. So if a person speaks up and says, hey, I don't agree with that, the key person or other people in the group will shut them down or make them feel, shame them, make them feel as they are not a part of the group. Or individuals will self-censor. They just won't say anything for fear of reprisal or being looked at in a negative way by the other group members. Now, example of this in the video that Marcella was in yesterday, she talked about and showed how she sent Nosy Ho text to say, hey, people are saying this is not MT. You should be careful because it may not be her. Now, Nosy Ho's response was, nope, it's her, and I'm going to use it. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, too, her Nosy Ho's response to that. So, anyways, people will self-censor because they are afraid of what people will think or say, fear of what may happen. What may happen if they do disagree, which we also saw Marcella talk about in the video. She talked about her fear of reprisal or the mermaids coming after her, or something along the lines of nosy ho turning against her. She had people in her inbox calling her out of her name and things like that. I'm sure she probably had trolls in her chats and things like that. So I know that, so we know that this happens, and we saw Marcella discuss some of this. Now, if individuals feel inhibited from challenging the consensus that important information is not introduced, the group starts to have a higher collective confidence in decisions made than any individual would on their own. The group endorses higher risks than an individual would normally take on their own if they were not a part of a group. For example, people using their access to certain databases that contain personal information through their job. Now, when I was on the police department, they called that interfering officially in the private business of another, or something like that. And that was grounds for suspension, termination, or even loss of your law enforcement license. So imagine losing your career over something so petty. You're trying to be a part of the group, so you're using the access that you have on your job to certain private information that the general or that the information that the general public does not have access to. You're using your job to access this information, or say your license, for example, if you're a police officer doing this. You're jeopardizing your entire career to find out who the avatar is, and it has absolutely nothing to do with any bearing in your life at all. That makes absolutely no sense. Or in the video that talked to, that taught where it was shown that somebody who was in studying for the MCAT was participating in this. I mean, jeopardizing your education, what you've worked for so long, to participate in a groupthink, to participate in doxing something that this person probably would not do on their own if they were not a part of this group, something they probably wouldn't even participate in. Oh, thank you, Aquarius. Thank you so much. Okay, Stacy is saying the apology might be sincere. However, it took Marcella a heck of a long time to come clean, and I believe she's still protecting. You know, Stacy, it could be, and I know a lot of people have different opinions about it. I'm just looking today, right now, at the positive side of, you know, the fact that it's a step in the right direction. And I know it wasn't an easy thing for her to do. And I mean, it's very easy for us to be critical of people. Sometimes it takes a little bit more to give somebody a little bit of grace. Make it make sense. You're so silly. You said this is better than an episode of Oprah Super Soul Sunday. Hey, Oprah Super Soul. Natasha saying a common enemy is a tactic cult leaders use. Absolutely. And we see that all the time. We definitely see that all the time. We see that all the time. So, anyways, let me go ahead with this because I don't want to keep you guys for too long. So, if individuals feel inhibited from challenging the consensus, then important information is not introduced, you know, talking about whether or not this is a good idea in this example, right? So, anybody, I would just have people think twice, you know, in the future, or if anything like this ever happens, and participating in something like this, because you never know who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who can find out who you are. And, you know, if you're using your job or career or license to access information for these nefarious reasons just for the purpose of, you know, doxing somebody, or, you know, for YouTube views and clicks, is it truly worth your career and whatever it is that you've worked for, you've worked so hard for? You know, especially if somebody is in a position or career that they truly enjoy, it's not worth jeopardizing it. So, the group moving to a more and more risky position with individuals feeling inhibited from challenging the group, that's known as the risky shift. When the group as a whole starts moving towards riskier and riskier behaviors, ideas, or decisions. And this What's fascinating about it is that this does not, is the difference between it happening in a group and if it were an individual in the same situation by themselves, most likely they would be making completely different decisions. They'd be much more reserved and cautious about the things they're choosing to do. So now there's also an impact of the impact of key people who are authoritative or charismatic. We all know about this. Those individuals anchor the group by stating their opinion, which inhibits others from expressing their views if they don't agree with the leader. And we saw that by people being blocked, people being cussed out. And we even see that in, you know, we see that in other content creators as well. So it's not just related to Nosy Ho and the whole investigation, but we see that. You know, people will be chastised in chat if they're not completely agreeing with whomever, you know, the content creator is. We see that all the time. And I'm not talking about people being rude or trolling. I'm just talking about people expressing their opinions and them being shunned. For example, with Stacey's statement about how she interpreted and how she felt about Marcella, we can agree to disagree, you know, and I'm not gonna block Stacey because she doesn't agree with me. So I'm not talking about people having differences of opinion. I'm talking about, you know, people who are trolling or trying to be intentionally disruptive in chats and things like that. So Stacey, yeah, so again, we're gonna agree to disagree. I'm talking about her being able to admit to any wrong that she had in the situation, because a person could go on rationalizing and trying to rationalize using these defense mechanisms to try to rationalize their behavior. We see it all the time. I see that in people that you're very supportive of, Stacey. So why is it good for one person but not another? So just taking that step to acknowledge, you know, wrong that you do, even if you're not acknowledging all of it, or even if some people feel like it wasn't enough, just taking that first step is a step. And I can acknowledge that and I can appreciate it because I know people as people, individuals are very, you can't, like I said before, you can't just look at a person. I mean, I can if you want to be closed-minded and have low emotional intelligence, you can look at as a person as black and white, but people are multifaceted. Okay. People are a sum of their behaviors. Some behaviors you can agree with, others you don't. Some of their thoughts you agree with, others you don't. That's not going to make me, because of the type of person I am, look at a person as a whole as a bad person because I don't agree with some of their behaviors or I don't agree with some of their thoughts. That's just me. Now, how other people choose to view individuals as purely black and white, that I mean, that's up to you. That is your choice, because as adults, we all have choices in the way we view the, you know, our lens of the world. So yeah, that's absolutely your choice. Let's see. So that's called the risky shift when they're doing all the when the group as a whole is moving towards more risky behaviors, you know, digging into people's information and putting it out there online for all to say, for all to see, using the excuse that, oh, it's public information. Well, if it's, yeah, it's public information, but if they don't want you to share it and they're not out here putting it out here, you know, for me, I consider that to be doxing, but that's just me. If somebody's digging for your personal information just to put it out there, you know, to make you be in an uncomfortable position, to me, that's doxing. So, let's see. So, moving on. So, those individuals, key people, like I said, they anchor the group by stating their opinion, and it inhibits others from expressing their view because they don't want to disagree with the leader. They don't want other people to look at them as if they're not, you know, a part of the group, or they don't want to be shunned. And I think that includes people making, for example, well, we see that obviously, we see that in subs and stans. Well, they will completely agree with everything their fave content creator says, and always disagree with whoever their content creator disagrees with. We see that all the time in chats and comments. And I think that also includes people who make troll accounts. I've had a few discussions recently about these different troll accounts we're seeing. And you know, it's either another content creator pretending to be somebody else, or it's a troll making multiple accounts. We see it all the time. So there's a few content creators where people think that one stan they have that's always popping up and talking about them, supporting, like, really, that's, we know that's you. Stop pretending that's not you, because we all know it's you. Oh my goodness. But yeah, so these troll accounts, I include them in that. Well, people, not the troll accounts themselves, but people, say for example, individuals or content creators, you know, making accounts to pretend like they're somebody else. So something else I wanted to touch on is that it is psychologically harder for an individual to change their mind, especially if they have already supported a particular position, because they want to save face, which is something else that Marcella struggled with. It is very difficult for a person to change their position. Now, especially when they have publicly supported a different position. Now, if I know it, to some extent, Marcella was saying that she wasn't supporting a lot of what Nosy was doing, but because of other people are saying, because you're on the chats and because you're giving super chats, that it looks like you are supporting the behavior of what she's doing, the doxing, the quote unquote investigation. So it is brave to actually go the extra step and change your position and come out and say it publicly. It's difficult. And I can give somebody credit for doing that. Now, there's a lot of research that goes into social psychology and groupthink, and there's been plenty of studies been done on it, and it has been shown that it is very difficult for an individual to change their mind about a group thought, especially if they have already supported that position. It's difficult for people. So anybody who can take the step to do that, I commend you for trying. So there are so many different symptoms of groupthink, depending on who's talking about it or who's explaining it or which terms they use. I'm just going to touch on a few. So one would be, for example, anyone involved in the doxing thinking the end result would be something positive or without repercussions, could be considered an illusion of invulnerability, meaning that if a person thinks that, or the group thinks that somehow they're safe from the dangers, misfortunes, or repercussions that other people are subject to. So when we're talking regarding this, the quote unquote investigation, people, you know, using their positions of in their work to look up individuals, look up license plates, look into their background, or putting that information out there publicly, that, you know, most people are going to be hesitant about that because they don't want to be involved in any slander. We're seeing all these court cases, defamation. People are getting the letters, the cease and desist letters. Who wants to expose themselves to that? But we see that with Nosy's channel, it seemed to get to the point where she thought she was invincible, right? And everybody, and you know, a lot of the serious supporters, that it was never gonna, you know, it was never gonna stop, it will go on forever. Or that there, you know, there was a lot of people reporting her channel or reporting her videos and things like that, and it didn't seem that, you know, it was ever gonna stop. So maybe, you know, those individuals, maybe they didn't think about it at all, or maybe they thought that they just were not subject to the repercussions that other people may be subject to. You know, it could be a variety of things. So, another thing is, when individuals involved in doxing pressure or encourage others to agree with the doxing, giving a sense of we're in this together, for example, that would be considered an illusion of unanimity. We're all in this together. I know you agree with us because we're all in this group. We're on the same team. That kind of thing. And when an individual does express concern with a behavior or idea, such as the text that Marcella sent Nosy saying, people are saying MT is not the avatar and telling Nosy to be careful, but Nosy responded by saying the information is not wrong and she's going to use it, that is something that is considered unquestioned belief, which is really going to come the most from or be most effective by, one of those key people or quote unquote leaders. Some other things that happen in groupthink are direct pressure. And that explains itself when people are directly pressured into doing things or being a part, of the consensus or conforming. Individuals always, as we see, repeatedly rationalize by saying we're doing this for a good cause, such as in retaliation for Plez, or because the avatar just deserves it because she's a nasty person. People believe that too. And something that's really interesting to me as well are some individuals play the role of the mind guard. And that is a person who prevents dissent if people start to question the groupthink. And this can be one of the key people, the leaders, or for example, when we're in, if you were in one of Nosy's chats and somebody disagreed with something, other people, other subs and other people in the chat would just start attacking the person. So that type of thing. A mind guard that's going to say, hey, you're not going to start thinking that. And if you do, you're immediately going to be ejected from the group or you're going to be shunned. And we don't just see that in Nosy's chat. We see that in a lot of other content creators' chats as well. It's really a shame because it's silencing. That's how groupthink happens. And it hasn't just happened with the whole investigation thing with Nosy. It's other content creators too. People are just choosing, not to see it, or they're a part of that in group. They're a part of that group think, and they just don't realize it. They don't want to see it, but it's still happening. And we can see it, which is so interesting to me because we see it happening repeatedly. Oh my goodness. That is just so fascinating. We see it happen repeatedly. Something else to discuss is complacency, which could be another reason why the whole investigation thing and all the fallout and videos after it is that potentially in the Nosy's position, after a few successes, the group begins to feel like any decision they make is the right one because there is no disagreement, because they're blocking out that disagreement, right? And I would consider the successes to be in a situation like these YouTube streets would be that content creator getting a lot of support, thousands of views, a whole bunch of subs, and hence, a lot of money rolling in. That's how I think it relates to these YouTube streaks. Now, to avoid the groupthink, very important, y'all. You have to be a critical thinker. Ideally, someone would have access to raw data. They would have access to, in relation to the whole Nosy Ho investigation, they'd have access to all the texts, all the emails, all the phone calls, the DMs, all that. But unfortunately, obviously, we don't have access to all that in regards to the whole investigation. And a condensed version or presentation of the information, like, for example, the YouTube videos that summarize the information, is dangerous. And that condensed version is dangerous because it only gives a summary of what happened, a brief summary of what happened. And in giving that summary, it rejects some information that may be relevant and shares other information in a particular way that is presented in a biased way, because we all have implicit bias. Everybody has implicit bias, everybody. So that's how a summary can be dangerous. But like in situations like this, now, if you were in an employer, an employee setting, then it's an employer setting, at work, it's different because you can have access to all the raw data if the group is trying to make a decision so that people can make informed decisions, not just based on the summary or that or whatever individual gave the summary and whatever their biases are. So That's that. Another thing to avoid groupthink is to have a diverse group of people. And if we're in a work setting, obviously you're going to have people from different departments, different views, and things like that. But as it relates to YouTube Street, the YouTube streets, I think that it was a good idea. I know I've seen people talking about why would Marcella go on Rabbit's channel to have this discussion. And people can have their own views about that, you know, and I'm sure people feel some kind of way about that on different levels. The aspect in which I think it was a good idea is that you have somebody there who can somewhat play devil's advocate. Because if it was just Marcella and a friend of hers, then of course that friend is most likely not going to ask any tough questions. And I think there was some tough questions asked of Marcella because she was on Rabbit's channel. Now, I know a lot of people may not agree with that and think other things could have been asked and this and that, and that's, yeah, everybody's free to view it the way they do, but I am talking about in particular here just some positive that came out of it, you know, or why it was a positive setting or a good setting for this for her to discuss this information. And that's just my opinion. Other people can think differently. Other people can think differently. Now, it could also, let me skip that. Okay. But anyways, yeah, so that's one reason why I feel like it was, you know, a good choice to go on Rabbit's channel to talk about it. Because, I mean, if you think about it, in a sense, if we talk about opposing quote unquote teams, you could consider before this Marcella and Rabbit to be on different teams because it seemed like, you know, a lot of people were believing Rabbit was in support of the Avatar and recently, and that Marcella wasn't. I know there's a lot of different ideas and thoughts about that as well, but I'm just saying that's one way to look at it. That's one way to look at it. But if people feel differently, please let me know. Drop it in the comments why you think it wasn't a good idea, why you do think it was a good idea. But I think that's a positive thing for me from my viewpoint. So let's see what else. Something else. So having a diverse group, you know, and also as it relates to these YouTube streets, people can ex you guys can expose yourself to different points of view, different content creators, so that you can make a critical decision. You know, that you're not just listening to and always agreeing with, you know, that's polarized thinking when you're always agreeing with what a person says or you're always disagreeing with whoever they disagree with. You're right on the road to groupthink when you do that. And I think a lot of people view that as being supportive of a person's, you know, their cause or their content or the individual. But if you're not careful, it's definitely gonna send you down the road to the groupthink. And I know when people are in it, that's the last thing they want to do is admit that they're a part of a groupthink, unfortunately. It's they're the only ones who can't see they're in it. So, and it's difficult to pull people out of it, especially when people don't want to admit. You know, like we talked about, when people don't want to admit, when they've stood there, you know, stood 10 toes in one point of view, it's hard to then say, okay, maybe I was wrong, or admit there are some faults, or things could have been done differently, or, you know, I don't agree with everything this content creator says. And I know a lot of people have issue with me because they think that I could, should completely dislike a person because of certain behaviors. I can see positive characteristics in people, even if I don't agree with all their behaviors. And I'm going to give you an example. I don't talk about politics, and that's just a choice of mine. I don't really talk about politics but I'm going to give an example. I like the thought of Trump being in office, and no offense to any Trump supporters, but it literally would give me so much anxiety to the point where it was visceral. Sometimes I feel nauseous thinking about the way he behaved and some of the decisions he made while he was in office. Now, I didn't care for a lot of aspects of his personality, and I am glad that he is now out of office. Again, no offense to any Trump supporters, but he did do some good things while he was in office, one of which was his criminal justice reform, which most definitely affects the African American community. So, and others, incarcerated that had, sentences that were just absolutely atrocious. I know that there's more that he could have done, and hopefully there are more things that will be done. But he did, him and his son-in-law did a lot with criminal justice reform. So I'm just put, so that's just an example. But and also saying like just the thought of Trump literally turns my stomach. But that doesn't mean I cannot see the good that he did while he was in office. So also seeing the bad, but I can also see the good that he did. It's not just black and white. People are multifaceted. So that's about it. Let me see what you guys are talking about and see. I don't want to be up here for too long, like I was saying. Oh, let me put the link down here and see if anybody wants to come up and share their thoughts. And of course, nobody has to agree. Just be respectful of, everybody we're talking about in general. And of me, of course, Stacy, I would love for you to come up here and talk about your opinion, because you always have, you're never afraid to share your opinion. So I would love for you to come up here. I don't know that I've ever seen you go up on a panel before. So I would love to have you up here. Because like we're talking about, when it comes to groupthink, you have to be open to differences of opinion to avoid the groupthink. You know what I'm saying? As long as people are respectful and sharing their opinions, everybody has a right to their opinion. You're not trolling, you're not being disrespectful. That's what this is all about, to avoid groupthink, is to have differences of opinion, and to be open to listen to other people's perspectives. Thank you, Natasha. Always love your perspective. Thank you, Natasha. Natasha said Marcella felt embarrassed and sad. I know it was hard for her to apologize publicly. Yeah, it was. And I know some people don't want to acknowledge that, but that was not an easy thing to do. It absolutely wasn't. And for me, because of the type of person I am, I'm going to give somebody credit for doing that, because she didn't have to do that. And I know it was most likely very embarrassing for her. And I mean, there's a lot of research behind how difficult it is for a person who has, had an opposing point of view to break out or break away from the groupthink and acknowledge that. So, Sophisticated Brad said, I applaud Marcella. People are thinking that it's just social media stuff, but this is real people's lives. Yeah, and it affects people. It may be, when we're looking at watching people, content creators, or seeing people move in the YouTube streets or their subs, if you're not directly involved in the mess, it's probably hard to comprehend, or if it's never happened to you, or if you've never been directly involved in something like that, if you're just a spectator, it's probably very hard to comprehend that these people are truly being affected by this. People who are really involved, the guilt that you were playing. And I know there's other people who were part of, on some level or another, who were part of supporting Nosy Ho at one time. I know now, looking back, that it's probably very difficult, and they're probably carrying a lot of guilt. They are probably carrying a lot of guilt and don't know how to handle it. And some people are choosing to just ignore it and pretend that it's not there, hoping that it'll go away and die down. And other people are deciding, hey, I'm going to step up and say what I did. I'm going to acknowledge I made mistakes. I'm going to acknowledge I told untruths. That is difficult for anybody to do, even in, our everyday life, let alone with hundreds of people watching. Stacy, it says you're not connected. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe it'll connect in a minute. Yeah, make it make sense. That was a good discussion. That was a good video. If you guys haven't watched it, of course, since it wasn't, I don't think it had very many, like only a couple hundred views, because it wasn't really talking about drama, which is typical on YouTube. If you're talking about drama, you get more views. Yeah, Stacy, go if try it again, because it said you weren't connected for some reason. Scantily Clad said a lot of times people with a different opinion get timed out or blocked. Yeah, exactly. And that's how the whole group think starts, as we talked about today, when there's dissenting opinions. Even if this respectful, just but not agreeing with what the person's saying or pointing something out, people will get timed out, blocked, or attacked and attacked in the chat or the comments, or they will be viewed as an enemy. Just because I don't agree with everything you say doesn't mean I dislike you as a person. I can still see a lot of good or those other characteristics I appreciate. I just don't agree with this particular behavior or this particular thought that you shared. And I don't know, I think people who have, I think a lot of us need to work on our emotional intelligence to be able to, empathize with others and things like that. But also, I mean, that's something to look at. You guys look up emotional intelligence. I think there's, a small group of people out here that need to work on that, very closed-minded. But Stacy, I don't know why it keeps saying device not connected. I wonder what that device not connected, what that could mean. The stress of carrying all the drama in your heart and mind would be too much. Yeah, especially with all the outcome, all the bad that came out of it. Stacy, I don't know. This it says they will need to connect their mic cam before you can add them to the stream. Stacy, it says you have to connect your mic or cam before I can add you to the stream. Yeah, that has to be difficult. So Fix K Brad said exactly. People are acting like it couldn't happen to them, but it could. It could. It really could. And it's not that, because I'm sure everybody who's a part of it right now is thinking that that could never happen. Who were a part of it or are a part of it are thinking like, oh my gosh, I would never thought that I would be involved in something like that. But that is the whole idea of the group think. That's what it is. You get sucked in. An individual gets sucked in. Now we all, not saying that we have, we can't, we're not supposed to take, or we don't have the ability to take responsibility for our own actions and to make informed decisions, because we are actually the only ones who are able to, make the behavior change. You can have a thought or a cognition, but it takes us to also, Stacy, it's still saying device not connected. That is so weird. They will need to connect their mic. It says they will need to connect their mic cam before you can add them to the stream. I wonder, I don't know what that could, why it keeps doing that. Stacy saying groupthink is a political philosophy term. It was the groupthink was the groupthink back in the 70s. The idea of the groupthink was came up by was formulated by what's his first name? His last name was Janis back in the 70s. He was a social psychologist. So yeah, the groupthink is used in a lot of different arenas of life, but it started and was originally formulated by Janis, who back in the 70s, who was a social psychologist. Let's see. Sophisticated Brad says she felt that it was they were sincere, Sunny and Marcella were sincere. Yep, please join the channel, you guys. I have the oh, and let me talk about this too, since we're here. So that's something else where I would say she was going to discuss the letter from the sorority chapter, from the AKA chapter that MT was a part of, apparently. Now, being an member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, I was saying even back then when that letter came out, I remember watching that video, and in the span of time that this happened, there's absolutely no way that letter was valid. Okay, at the chapter level, the chapter can vote to suspend somebody, to temporarily take away their privileges, but and allow a person being allowed to attend meetings, events, and things like that, wear paraphernalia. But a sorority sister can also appeal that to the regional director. The regional director can overturn that if they want to, but usually with the constitution of Alpha Kappa Alpha, usually chapter, it's able to be determined suspensions at the chapter level, which is the lowest level. Now there's also the regional level, but as far as expulsions, the chat at the chapter level, because the le that letter supposedly came from MT's chapter, her grad chapter. At the chapter level, they can recommend expulsion, which would then have to go to the regional director. But it also has to be voted on at Boulé. Boulé only happens every 2 years. And even at Boulé, and the last one was July of this year, but because of the time frame, there's no way that that recommendation could have went from the chapter level to regionals all the way up to Boulé and be put on the agenda to be voted on. Impossible. And they have to vote on it. The Supreme Anti-Basilisk, the Supreme Grammatist, they have to vote on that, an expulsion. It has to be voted on. So, I mean, and so it's impossible at the chapter level to get a letter like that saying that, you know, because you did this, this, and that, and we heard this, this, and that about you, you're going to be expelled. Not possible. So I don't believe that for a second. And the fact that it's chapter business, there is no soror in the world that would be dumb enough if they were truly a soror. There's no soror in the world that would be dumb enough to discuss chapter business on YouTube. That's ridiculous. You don't talk about what happens at the table in a public platform. That's absolutely unheard of and ridiculous. You guys, there was on VH1, there was that sorority sister reality show. Two AKAs participated in that. You know what happened to them? They got expelled. They are no longer AKAs. Did they get expelled or were they suspended? I don't know if they were suspended for 2 years or they were expelled, but you just don't do stuff like that because you're representing the organization. You don't do stuff like that. And if you were to do it, they would have to get permission to do that at a minimum at the regional level, but probably it would go all the way up to the Supreme Basilisk. So, and the Supreme Basilisk is the head, you know, the queen bee, basically. That would have to go all the way up to the Supreme Basilisk. So, yeah, that was ridiculous. That part I knew was a lie. As soon as they were talking about she got, you know, that all that happened so fast, and it's not going to happen that fast. And again, it may be something that they have to take a vote on and have to have a quorum on them, you know, of the vote. That part was just ridiculous. And anybody who's a part of a sorority or fraternity would know how ridiculous that was because it happened way too fast. And as far as being expelled, everybody knows that's not going to happen at the chapter level. It's impossible. Well, not everybody, but anybody who's a part of a sorority or fraternity knows that. Yeah. Anyways, so that was easily, that letter was BS. There's no way somebody would be dumb enough to talk about that. Let's see here. This is much more relatable than Super Soul Sunday. Thank you, Natasha. Oh yeah, and you guys check out Make It Make Sense, his channel. He doesn't do videos that often, which is so unfortunate, but his videos are so fun. Oh my goodness, his videos are so fun. His live chats are always lit. Reparation says, what a word, Freckles. I'm so ashamed that I thought MT was the avatar and Costco girl was real. I know, like Monday morning quarterbacking, you know what I mean? It's very easy to do. When you have a hindsight, it's like, oh my gosh, how dumb was I? But that's after we know how all the events turned out, right? But when you're in it, you don't know how it's going to turn out. So it's easy to, you know, make assumptions, not wait for all the information, or it seems like there is good information. I mean, all that. So really, you know, it's easy after we know what the end result is to say, how dumb was that person or how dumb was I? Once you know what the result is, you know, so there's people who were, and it depends on, you know, how you've lived your life, what you've experienced. Because I'm sure a lot of people, you know, were like, oh my gosh, is this AKA letter real? Did she really get expelled because of this? Oh my gosh, see, this proves what a terrible person she is. Her sorority isn't even having her. Anybody who's frat or soror, they know. that that is not going to happen that fast, and it's not possible for somebody to be expelled at the chapter level. So, but yeah, we are only a sum of our experiences, you know what I'm saying? Nature and nurture and all that stuff. So yeah, now it's easy to feel like a fool for even believing any of it, you know? Yeah. And we do, you're right, Sharon, we all make mistakes. The thing about making mistakes is it's very important to learn from your mistakes and not repeat them. Nobody out here can make it seem like, and I'm not excusing anybody's behavior or the choices they made at the time that were bad decisions or that were harmful to others. I am not excusing anybody's behavior, but there are a lot of people who don't make good decisions and that are, you know, not making the best choices. So, you know, we've all been there. But it's, you know, it's, and then too, it's an individual's choice to decide whether or not they want to forgive a person or give them grace if they feel something was too, if that's, you know, an individual's choice. You can't force anybody. I just ask people to try to empathize, put your person, yourself in that person's shoes. And we can all say that, oh, I would never do this. I would never do that. I bet you Marcella did a lot of things that she thought she would never do. And that all has to do with that groupthink and that consensus, the conformity that happens with the groupthink. And I'm just going to say, oh, reached out to Rabbit, you guys, to actually make commentary on her video, because I have such a bad memory and I kind of wanted to, you know, point out the different things I was talking about in the video. But she just now got back to me and she said it was okay, but maybe I'll do it a different time. But yeah. Let's see here. Thank you, Aquarius. I love when people agree with me. Okay, let's see. Jaja said, I think it's counterproductive to dismiss certain information just because it's not agreeable with your initial thought. Absolutely. Absolutely. That is so true. And that's how we avoid, you know, that's why, you know, groups can fail and they move towards that risky shift. The risky shift being doing more and more or behaviors or moving towards certain ideas or making certain decisions that are very risky and can be very dangerous and detrimental. And all that happens when you're, you know, participating in that group think, that conformity, that need to conform, which we as humans do have. But we also have to have discernment, independent thought, and critical thinking, and be open to other people's points of views. You know, if not, we end up in things like slavery and the Third Reich. You know, these Native Americans being pushed off the certain areas that, you know, the U.S. government wanted to take over by tricking them and giving them trinkets, giving them blankets, infected blankets. You know, it's things like that. And like, who would ever think that anybody in the government would think that it's okay to give infected blankets to Native Americans to try to basically get rid of them? You know, who came up with that to think that that's okay? You know what I mean? But that happened. Or, let me stop. Anyways, yeah, so they were given contaminated blankets that were infected with smallpox, trying to get them, you know, off of certain areas. Anyways, yes, you can still thumbs up in the bushes, because I see before I even start talking good, somebody's thumbsing down. Thank you for the click and the view, though. Yeah, Stacy, I do. I like people having, you know, expressing different points of view. I wish that you could have come up here to, you know, talk a little bit about your perspective. And Jaja, you know, I would love to have you up here. If you accept a narrative on a general basis originally, but contradict others' aspects have been introduced to lessen credence of your initial perspective and you deny those facts. Exactly. And a lot of times, you know, people do that just to save face, just because they don't want to say that they were wrong or I looked at that the wrong way. Oh, let me come down here. I'm just seeing this. I'm sorry, Mims. Where is it at? Mims, you always got to go somewhere causing trouble. Thank you for the super chat. Are you sure Risky Shift isn't a sex position? It's that too with your nasty self. You are a mess. Oh my goodness. Yeah, but that's what happens. And sometimes people will stick with it just to avoid the shame of having been wrong. Yep. And there's blatant lies. You're absolutely right. Yep, exactly. That's exactly, Natasha. That's how the avatar made a mistake. She had a friend interview her and the avatar looked heartless. And this is the thing with the friend. The friend, and now this is just my opinion, and you know, nobody has to agree with that or anything like this, just my opinion. The friend made the interview because it was a friend and it seemed like her questions were rehearsed. And how in the heck would she have, how and why would she have Plez's employer information to talk about unless it was fed to her? Now, I could be completely wrong, but this is just how I view it. You know what I got out of it, but I could be completely wrong and I acknowledge that. But it just seems shady and it doesn't seem, you know, like Jaja was saying, it takes away credence from the interview or somebody would view as, you know, the truth or sincere or, you know, because if it's your friend that you've basically fed questions and answers to and they're not asking you not even any slightly tough questions and you're kind of guiding them to go to the next question, it just, the whole thing didn't seem right. So yeah, if there's somebody there in this example, why it looks more credible for Marcella to go on a channel of somebody that she wasn't necessarily tight with, because that person is also going to feel more comfortable or have the ability to play quote unquote the devil's advocate to ask those tough questions that of course her friend may not ask her or may not feel comfortable asking her. So to me, that's why I feel like that was a good platform for these questions, especially since we know that these questions have been, you know, Rabbit's doing these investigations and she's presenting, you know, these different different material, different receipts and whatnot. So and to organize the information the way she did, I wouldn't have the concentration and focus for that. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't have the concentration and focus for that. Somebody would, in order to make it make sense, I had to actually watch that video at least twice to even to follow. And I don't know if it was because I was tired or if I'm slow or if I just wasn't concentrating enough, but it's not easy to put information in a linear fashion, you know, a sequence of events to make it make sense to other people, you know, to describe what was happening at the time. That's not easy. So that, along with the fact that her, as far as I know, and Marcella were never like tight or, you know, knew each other, like talking behind the scenes for a while, I think that made it more credible. Let's see. I don't know why you wouldn't connect, Stacy. I personally have been watching YouTube on my phone and connected it to my TV. Oh, you know what? If you had the phone, you know, casting it to your TV, maybe that's why. Maybe you have to get, you know, not cast it to your TV if that's what you're talking about, I think. Hi, Adam Harris. Adam said, hi, Freckles, and hi, everyone in the chat. And hi, moderators. Good to see you guys. All right. Stacy, you got to watch a YouTube video so you can participate in panels and stuff. So you can come up and give your opinion. Sex. Oh, my goodness. Make it make sense. You are so funny. You are so funny. Hey, the candy shop. But yeah, Stacy, watch a video so on YouTube so you can learn how to do it. Mackenzie said, I think Rabbit did a good job on the interview, but it seems like she was working hard to exonerate Monica. I would like to see her hold Monica's feet to the fire for her behavior too. Yeah, I'd like to see that too. Yeah, it does seem like that sometimes. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I don't see that. I don't think, but in this last video with Marcella, you're not talking about those videos, right? I don't think, was Monica mentioned? If she was, I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. Okay. Hey, AT2, you wouldn't ruin the live. I say people are welcome here. I told you that before that you're welcome here. Okay, so nobody's gonna come up and give their opinion. What the heck? See, that's what I'm. Are people self-censoring? Are you self-censoring right now because you don't want to give a dissenting opinion about something, what I'm talking about, or other people's views? Hey, Kennedy Moore. Hi, Dr. Dreidel. Yeah. Hey, just a tea, please. You guys have to give your opinion. If nobody has an opinion, I'll get off here so that it's not a 2 hour long video. But I will, Jaja, you gave a lot. You gave a very good presentation of your thoughts the last time you were over here. Hey, Fields of Grace. You guys go follow Fields of Grace. She's a content creator that has some interesting topics. Follow Cottie B. Cottie, you can put your channel down in the chat if you'd like to and make it make senses. Fields of Grace, you can put hers down in there. The candy shop. Anybody, you guys go follow candy shop. Let's see. Natasha, I think you should make a channel, honestly. Because whenever I see you on the panel, your thoughts are always very well organized. And you have some good opinions. I honestly think you should make a channel. All right. So nobody's trying to hey Mercedes. Nobody's trying to come up and give their opinion, huh? Nobody? Oh my goodness. So then I guess I'll just talk real quick about my channel memberships. I have one for 99 cents just in support. And I just made one for $4.99 to have like one-on-one, more members only chats, talking about whatever topic that you guys want to talk about. And of course, you guys would have to participate in the panel. But I think I'm going to start doing that with the 99-cent ones too, just to see if people have, I don't know, maybe in smaller audiences, people would be more willing to share things. Gotti says, I don't even want to be talking about this, so I don't have nothing to say about it. Okay. All right, you guys. So I'm always open to people's opinions and your thoughts on it. Even if you don't want to say it here, you can drop it in the comments. And if I say anything of have said anything of value, like and subscribe. I'm honestly thinking about I don't know what direction I want to go in my channel because I'm kind of tired of getting sick of reality TV. So I'm trying to decide what direction I want to take my channel in. So I don't even know if people, will be coming with me once I decide what I want to do. Oh, you do have a channel, Natasha? Is it called Natasha? I mean, what is the name of it? Yeah, you really should. You really should. Hi, LB. Hi, BB. I used to have a really good friend named BB. Yeah. Isn't that, that's unfortunate. That's really unfortunate that people are, but you know what? A lot of people make secondary accounts to troll with or to express their true opinions. They'll make, I believe some people out here in these YouTube streets have three and four accounts, honestly. Or they'll change their account name to, they'll change up the account names, which I know happens because in all the people I have blocked from, people spamming the chat with the ninja, 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 I had a heck of people blocked. And those channel names change. Like when I go look at it, those channel names change. So these people are constantly changing their channel names to go to different places to talk trash. It's crazy. One person has their, one of the people who spam my chat, they have their channel name right now. It's called It's Okay to Hit Women. And then there's one that's called something about Nazi something. And just crazy, you know, just hateful stuff. And then there's other ones just ha that just have regular names, but they're continuously changing the name of the channel. So it's crazy. But that's a thought. You can make a secondary channel when nobody knows who you are, and you can just say whatever you want to. Thank you, LB. This avatar is a it's a 3D avatar, and I got this one on Fiverr, and I don't remember the name of the person I used, and I can't get into the dog on Fiverr account. I don't know if it was, I don't know if the email, I couldn't get in the email that I used for the account. I tried all the emails I use, and none of them worked for forgot passwords, so I don't know how to get in there. But I did make a video of a different type of avatar, talking avatar. So if you go look at my videos, and it's a free one, this one costs money. These can run anywhere from like $25 to $1,000, depending on how detailed they are. Mine is a basic one off the rack, but I did make a video of an app called Lumi that you can use in StreamYard, and you can even use that avatar, and it's a free, and it's completely free, and you can change the look of the avatar. You initially start off by taking a picture of your face, and it'll make the avatar that looks somewhat like you. You know, when you're in the app, you take a picture of your face and it makes an avatar that looks somewhat like you. And then you can change the hair, the eyelashes, the makeup, the eyebrows, the clothes. You know, you can make the clothes, the selection of clothes is pretty basic, but you can change the colors. You can change, you know, piercings, earrings, hair, all that. It's really pretty neat. It even has hats and whatnot. Completely free. And you can use it when you're doing your own stream in StreamYard, or you could even use it, for example, like when Stacy was trying to come up, she could make herself a Lumi avatar, and you can use your Lumi avatar in StreamYard even when you're going on other people's StreamYards if you're being a guest, which is really neat. So if you don't want to show your face like me when I'm just getting off work and I look crazy, you know, because you guys, I telecommute, so I don't go out to the office or anything. So I, you know, I'm up here in sweats looking crazy. So it's nice to be able to use the avatar and people don't just have to look at, you know, the little screen blinking at you. Like that's something. They even have animal ones. That's what Rabbit should do. She should get her a 3D rabbit avatar to, you know, be talking when she's doing her stuff. That would be cool to have a 3D. She should do a 3D avatar of a rabbit. But yeah, it's and the Lumi, you can use that in Zoom, you know, you can use it in XSplit, you can use it in OBS. So it's very versatile. You just choose Lumi as the camera when you're going into the app. But I made a video of it. You can go see it. You know, look through my other videos. Oh, you did play around with it, LB. Okay, yeah, it is. I really like it, and it's free too. Kind of said, nope, just don't care enough about these channels and them still talking about who is the avatar. I don't watch that crap. Well, I'm glad you're over here supporting me, Cuddy. I appreciate it. And BB said, it's the teams and gangs and cults. Yeah, I'm team me. Yeah, I mean, and that's the best way to be because, I mean, I feel like it's, you know, it's good to support content creators, but to, you know, to be an independent thinker. Obviously, yeah, and it does make it uncomfortable sometimes to participate in people's chats, you know, certain content creators' chats, because some people will look at it as if, because like I say, I'm the type of person that I can find different, and it may be because of my profession, or maybe even, you know, my history of professions, because I've been a substitute teacher, I've been a nurse, been a police officer, police sergeant. And even when I was a police officer arresting somebody, that doesn't mean I hate you and I'm just going to dog you out, you know, because you broke the law. Like there was so often that I would give people breaks on the street just because they weren't rude. Because so often people are just nasty to the police, you know, they, oh, I hate the police, right? So for me, Sometimes somebody wouldn't get a speeding ticket just because they were like, "Hello, officer, I realized I was speeding. I'm sorry about that. Please don't give me a ticket." And versus somebody, "Why did you pull me out?" You know, having an attitude. You know, there's even times where I let people who had like little muni warrants, I would let them go because it's like, well, I don't have to take them in, so I'm not going to. You know, just go ahead and take care of that ticket, so that the next time you get pulled over, you know, the next officer might take you to jail, do a summary arrest. Because really, for anything, well, in the state I was in, and I'm guessing it's probably in any state, a police officer could summarily arrest a person for any violation. For example, there was, oh, I don't want to give an example. Let's see, because people won't understand and they'll think it's petty. But there's been people who have been, say, summarily arrested, for example, for jaywalking. And that happened in, you know, areas where there was, for example, the unit I was on a specialty unit, the street crimes unit. And one of the things we did was, during the summer, we were able to work the festivals, which was so awesome. You know, the summer festivals and whatnot. And sometimes you wouldn't have any reason but a jaywalking ticket to stop somebody and potentially summarily arrest them if they were getting ready to go drive and get in their car and they were obviously drunk. You know, something like that. I don't know. I can give, that's not really a good example, but I don't know. But basically, a person can be, or say if you go to, I don't know, a fight or something, and you, for example, a DV, and the state I was in, if you get called to a DV, one person, the primary aggressor, has to be taken into custody. So sometimes it would be something like, you know, some small ticket like that, or just trying to get somebody off of a premises. I don't know. Just it happens for anything that you get summarily arrested. But I would let people go just because they're, you know, just. You know, if it wasn't a serious allegation or a serious crime or some petty little muni warrant, just based on their attitude, you know, or people that I arrested for, you know, bad things. It's like I'm not gonna beat him up and not feed him, not give him his damn bologna sandwich because he, you know, got picked up for an armed robbery. I'm still gonna give him a sandwich, his damn bologna sandwich. Or there's, oh my gosh, I remember there's time when when the street crimes, the unit I was on, we would work with Vice. We would have to back up Vice control a lot. And oh my goodness, when they would do the prostitution sweeps, those bitches were so nasty and so rude. So nasty and so rude and just so disruptive and screaming and talking trash and calling you out your name. But then you get them in the bullpen. And somebody would get their period, you know. Now some officers would be petty and make them sit in there and wait for, you know, to give them maxi pads or tampons. I wasn't like that. You can call me all out of my name and I'll be all kinds of bitches. But if you need some tampons and some toilet paper, I'm gonna get it to you as soon as I can, even though I don't like the fact that you cussed me out. You know, stuff like that. Right? you know, yeah, so that's just me because I can look at people. I realize people are multifaceted and there's certain behaviors a person may have, thoughts or cognitions that I don't agree with, but I can still see other aspects of a person that I like. It's not all or none for me. And that's just how I am. It's just not all or none for me. I just don't believe in that. So, yeah. But yeah, I know people, it would be nice to be able to participate in different chats and things like that and be able to express your opinion so that we can have diverse opinions in, you know, one content creator's chat, you know, because just because I like one content creator does not mean I completely dislike the next content creator because they don't get along. I can like things about both of those content creators, even though they don't like each other. Or I can disagree with things or beliefs a content creator has, or behaviors, things they're doing, and still like other parts of them. That's just me. Reparations. I have to, yes, I do cuss. I actively work not to, and that's from my police days. Because, you know, when you're working on the street, and especially in the areas, since I was on the street crimes unit, The street crimes unit was the prep unit for the tactical enforcement team, the SWAT team on my department, where you had to be on the street crime. You had to, the chief handpicked people to be on the street crimes unit, knowing that you were going to be eventually, quote unquote, promoted. It's not a promotion, but it's a training period to go to the SWAT team. So I got picked for the street crimes unit. So we worked with, and we did our roll calls with the SWAT team. And we would do all the training. Like our sergeants were, so the whole team was a street crimes unit, and a part of the street crimes unit was a tactical enforcement unit. We did our roll calls together. We partnered together, the street crimes unit and the tactical enforcement team, and we trained together. So that training you were in, you had to be on the street crimes unit for at least 2 years before you could get to the before you could get, quote unquote, promoted to the SWAT team. And I got promoted to sergeant probably about a year and a half onto the street crimes unit. So I never got to this be a SWAT officer because I got promoted to sergeant. Oh, make it make sense.
Hey, what's up?
You and your damn avatar. Boy,
Oh,
you make me so sick. Oh my goodness. Let me move my avatar over because she's way out of the picture. Okay. Oh my goodness. You are a mess. What's up? What are your thoughts?
okay, so as always, you said something that was really insightful that I really had not thought about in all the craziness. Really,
Okay.
I'm kind of with Cotty. I'm over the craziness, but there's some insight that you give that's not biased, and I think people, need to hear that. But I never thought about it in terms of people felt they were supporting Pliz by supporting Nosy. Conversely, people feel they are supporting Monique Talbert by supporting the Rabbit and Danny.
Yeah,
What I
absolutely.
don't think registers to a lot of people is it's pretty much the same scenario, just a different person that it involves.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I don't like that part of it. That's the part I don't like. Like, there's a lot of things that I like about both of those content creators, but that part I don't like. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I wonder if any one of them would be, I mean, if they were to speak to you, how would they explain their viewpoint? Because it's the same thing. Somebody was an injured party. You decided to side with somebody who said that they were gonna, cape for that injured party. I haven't heard anybody say anything about that when I listen kind of like from the bushes to different people. Typically you're either in support of Nosy or you're in support of Danny and the Rabbit. And I kind of feel like you could throw Monica in that as well, because it does feel like the conversation is steered to clear her name from any wrongdoing.
Yeah, it does seem like that at times. Yeah, and I think that just my opinion, a part of it is rationalization, saying that there's, well, it's okay for me to do it because, and whatever that because is.
Yeah, I
So.
mean, I'm not gonna lie. It was interesting at first. It was definitely something to laugh at, but I don't want anybody to get doxxed. That's like not a joking matter.
What was something to laugh at? What do you mean?
The whole situation. That's why,
Oh,
I mean, I think I was on live with Jolene and Busy when that broke, when the fight broke out between Monica
you were
and
okay.
Pliz. I was
Okay.
on live with them. We were like, what is this?
Yeah,
Nobody
you
would have
know.
known it would have grown into that.
No. Nobody would have thought that, what is it, 3 months later now, it's still like there's still so much coming out of that one live. That is crazy when you think about it, right?
I mean, it was funny. Everybody ate off Monica. But Monica ate off tearing
Everyone.
down all these other people. So it was
Yeah.
like hate begets hate begets hate. Where
Right.
there needs to be a stopping point.
Yeah. I hear exactly what you're saying. Yeah, because otherwise it'll keep going. Because now somebody could come out and start, you know, somebody could make another anonymous account and start going after Danny or going after the rabbit. Well, we've seen some of that kind of happening already. So, or not even a non-anonymous account. So yeah, it could be a vicious cycle. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I know different people view it differently, but I don't consider it any different. Like I said earlier, that I feel like it's, you know, you can obtain information, and, you know, if you want to move ahead with some, you know, the legal process of addressing it, I feel like that's a good reason for trying to find the information. But sharing it publicly, I feel like it's a different, you know, that's not necessary, but that's just me.
Yeah, like I said, I think that you add some insight to the topic, but I think the topic itself, is, you know, I can't see that doing an interview will assist Monique in whatever she's doing. I don't understand that. Because really, these YouTubers, it's just a blip on the map of the whole YouTube stage. YouTube is like, what, 300-500 million strong? So if you're talking about anything less than 10 million, it's a blip. So yeah. I would hope that, you know, Monique Tolbert was not adversely affected, or her life wasn't adversely affected because of this small content creator. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear exactly what you're saying. Yeah, because it's such a small percentage, this little 35,000 that she had is, I mean, a very small percentage of the population. Yeah, I hear exactly what you're saying. Yep, I hear you. I absolutely hear you.
But I just came on to support you. You know you're one of my faves, but Chick-fil-A is calling my name and I don't want to be rude, so.
All right, don't be rude to Chick-fil-A. Don't do that now. Thanks so much for coming up, Mims.
No problem, have a good one.
All right, you too. Miss Ebby, thank you. Miss Ebby saying, I need real unbiased dialogue and different perspective. Pour into my soul. Give me my cup and let me roll. Freckles, please keep doing these. I promise it helps me. Oh, that's good to know. Now, everybody is biased in their opinion. You know, everybody has implicit bias, just so that's clear. I try not to be too biased, but it's impossible, you know, because obviously I have my, like Mims and I just discussed, I have different views about how I view different parts of the situation. And that's because I view different parts of the situations or and individuals, you know, different thoughts and behaviors they have, I have different, you know, feelings or views about it. But I am not, but I don't look at people as an absolute. So that's why I can appreciate different things about different people, content creators, or, you know, things like that. Reparation said they really don't. And then when you mod, people automatically assume y'all talk every day. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, and I think that's true because some mods are very aggressive, you know, that they go around to all different people, different content creators chat, and they're very disruptive. But yeah, I think that probably is the impression. I know when I first started watching YouTube, I assumed that, like, that must be their good buddy since they have a wrench. But no, it's not the case. I don't talk to my mods on a daily basis. There's a couple I talk to more than others, but definitely not on a daily basis. Some I don't talk to at all behind the scenes, you know, like, or... But my channel is so small, like I don't even have, like, I know a lot of people have group chats for their moderators or something like that, but I don't even have that. I just feel like I pick people that I've seen, you know, have common sense, you know, based on the comments they've made in the chat. So, yeah, that's what I do. Oh, thank you for being a member, AT2. I didn't even know you were a member, AT2. Let me see. Oh, that's a good point. Let me go back up here. Make it make sense. Making sense. Make it make sense is very good at making sense. That's a very intelligent man right there. Just T please says, like, exactly. I do that with my friend. I got friends that don't like each other. I just deal with them differently and keep them separate. Exactly. Like, you don't have to intermingle them. But the thing is, like with the YouTube streets, what's unfortunate is it's hard to support one content creator without offending another if they're not getting along. And which is why I have, you know, the people I subscribe to, I have it, you know, hidden. You know how you can hide who you're subscribed to I have it hidden because, I know people get in their feelings about it, I don't even look to see who other people are subscribed to, to see, oh, are they subscribed to somebody I don't like or something. I don't even do that. And I keep mine hidden because I want to be able to enjoy whoever's content I want to enjoy, but there's a lot of stuff going on in these YouTube streets that's causing people to view people, in a certain way. I would just hope that people, don't look at people as, look at people as multifaceted. You can enjoy certain parts of a person and not others, Right. Yeah, I said, can you please say that again about liking several different content creators? Your heart broke last night. What are you talking about, the Marcella video or a different one? Because I go to bed early, you guys. So if somebody puts up a video, I know a lot of content creators do stuff late and I just can't, I don't, I'm not able to keep up because I go to sleep early. So I think you're, yeah, but yeah, and I see a lot of different people who enjoy different content creators who don't like each other or have different opinions, which is okay because as long as it's not, there's some people, a small number of people that you see literally going, from one, they'll be supporting the content creator and then talking trash about somebody that they were just in their chat, kissing their butt earlier. Like if you're not doing stuff like that, I feel like you should be able to support who you want to and not be offended. I think a lot of content creators understand that. I think there's maybe a few who don't get that, but I think for the most part, BB said the video Danny did today. I'm not a Nosy Ho Live fan, but I was like, what was the point of this one? But there will always be drama and commentary. Oh, okay. I didn't see it, BB. I didn't see that one. So I'm not sure. Okay. All right. Jaja said she's multitasking, doesn't know how much she could add. Yeah. Natasha said Freckles has done all the jobs. That's why her perspective is so cool. You know what? It's always about helping people. It's so funny because there's been different times when I've gone to interviews and people look at my resume, the person interviewing, and they'll be like you've been all over the place. Like you've dipped your finger, dipped your toe in so many different ponds. Like what is going on with this? And I'll just be like, well, if you look at my resume, I've always been in the helping profession. It's always been about helping other people. So it's really not that different. Just helping people, supporting them in different ways. Police officer, a protector and serve and protect, teaching our youth, educating our youth, nursing, taking care of people, same thing with therapy. So it's always been a helping profession. So really it's all related. If, I have to tell interviewers sometimes, really look at that. It's really not that different because it's all, the helping profession, different helping professions. Let's see. There was a person who kept calling, telling Dr. Dreidel to leave and I to leave and saying we were here to troll and hurt Miss Sunny. Then to see Sunny's, what? Okay, you guys, don't start any mess, please. I know I like Yaya and Dr. Dreidel, and I know they support a lot of different people and they're flexible in being able to do that. And they, what I appreciate about subscribers like Yaya and Dr. Dreidel and Natasha, is that they support a lot of different people, reparations as well. They support a lot of different people. Even content creators that don't like each other and they're not afraid to do it. A lot of us, I'm one of them, I'll be hiding in the bushes sometimes because I'm like, I don't want no damn drama. So I'm just gonna watch and support by just giving a view, but I won't comment. But they're all comfortable enough to comment. They're comfortable in their support for different content creators, even if they don't care for each other, to be open enough to, go ahead and, participate in the chat as well. So, I don't like, dude, I modded for one day and you think you know. That's what I wanted to say. Oh God, you guys, I hope you guys aren't in here talking about nobody. I don't know what you're talking about. I hope y'all ain't in here talking about nobody. I'm not sure. BB said, I saw it was starting to look like we need to walk on eggshells, and I was like, sorry, this one just confessed a lot, and I'm supposed to welcome her into my arms. I don't know who you guys are talking about. I don't know who you guys are talking about. Let's see. I'm starting to feel the same way when I see the same people on every panel, on every channel. Yeah. You know, there's a small group of content creators. I'm seeing like a little segment of small content creators that were all kind of intertwined in some way or another. I mean, different degrees, because I don't feel like I am, you know, I feel like I'm the outside of a, you know, a circle of content creators. But yeah, I'm good with people supporting whoever they want to support for whatever reason they want. There's a lot of content creators, or there's not a lot, but there's a few content creators in this little genre of YouTube that I just, you know, that I have very little positive things to say about them. Really don't speak about them. But there's still certain things about their content that I find interesting, or them as an individual. I may not watch their videos very often, but you know, I, as an individual, I am going to be autonomous and watch whatever content I want to. And I feel like everybody should do that. Just T said, I believe it was the subscriber started that mess by running back to Monica, but Monica handled it wrong. Ooh, I don't know what that's about. Are you talking about what Plez? I'm not sure. I wasn't able to keep up with y'all's chats enough to understand what some of this is about. But I thank you guys so much for joining me and being open to discussion. And again, everybody is welcome here as long as they're respectful, you know, as long as you're respectful. I am all for differing opinions so that we are avoiding or trying to avoid the groupthink. And, you know, it may give you a different perspective on something. So, yeah. Absolutely. But I would, again, in closing, just ask people to consider giving individuals grace, to know that we all make mistakes. And, you know, like we talked about with the groupthink and how people get sucked in and how difficult it is to do what Marcella chose to do, to come out and admit that she was wrong, admit to untruths she told. Most people are going to take their lies to their dying grave. Or I don't know if you call them lies or allowing people to believe a certain thing that you know they're believing that something to be one thing, or you're leading them to believe it, knowing that that's not the case at all, or that's not what's happening at all. But you're allowing people to follow that train of thought when you know they're following that train of thought, but that's not what it is at all. You know, so the things that she admitted to that were untruths, basically, it was a brave thing to do, in my opinion, because I know it was very difficult. And most people would stand in there, you know, they would stand in there, stand in it, just their, you know, whatever they chose to, I don't want to say expose, whatever idea they decided to go with, or action and behavior they decided to take, they would stand in it and try to rationalize it by using different, you know, or use different defense mechanisms, rationalization, projection, denial, avoidance, whatever the case may be, to avoid saying, hey, I was wrong. Hey, I wasn't completely honest. Hey, I misled people. And I knew I was misleading people. And at the time, I did it intentionally. Do you know how hard it is to admit to that? So at least for that, I have to give me personally, I have to give her credit for it. Now, everybody not be, may not be happy with, you know, all that she chose to share, or feel like that she didn't share enough, or she didn't tell other things, or whatever the case may be. But to give a person credit, at least for what they did do, that's something we can do. You know, it's a choice. It's a choice. It's something I choose to do. Because I know I would be so, if I had told, you know, multiple untruths or been very misleading, and then to go on camera, it's one thing to admit it to a friend of yours or say your husband or something like that, but to go on a video, you know, and admit that. Anyways, all right, y'all. I have run my mouth. Oh my goodness, an hour and a half. I have run my mouth enough. Let me get off here and go play with my cat because she's pulling at the carpet outside the door because she's mad. And thank you guys for joining me. Don't forget to like on your way out if you didn't already wipe your feet coming in. Subscribe. And if you guys have any thoughts or ideas on topics or something like that, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at just underscore freckle04 on Instagram and Twitter. May not be something I choose to talk about, depending on the time, but I love ideas and people's opinions and everything as long as you're respectful. Okay. All right, you guys, you have a good night, and I will see you next time.